Right.
What are some, you know, names that you would have for like a nice day? I mean, how would you refer to it?
Just a gorgeous day. Sunny and cool with a little breeze. We have some nice days in the summertime too, and there are a lot of times in the summertime that we can sit out in the patio late in the afternoon after the sun's gotten over. And if there's a breeze, we don't have near as many bugs as we used to. Sometimes the sand flies, if it's still, the sand flies come. But we don't have too many mosquitoes here. They're pretty careful about keeping, not letting water stand and things around here. They're nothing like what they used to be. In the old days, we used to live in the summertime with a palmetto or a palm brush. It was a long brush, about 2.5 feet long. Mm-hmm. And you just take that, swish it all around you, and then open the door and run in. You leave that brush hanging on the door handle so the next fellow that wants to come in
How would you refer to like a day that's sort of overcast and, you know?
Just an overcast day. I wouldn't call it a dull day because I don't think any days down here are really dull.
Mm-hmm.
But the overcast isn't, as a rule, so heavy that, and there's nearly always sunshine sometime during the day.
Mm-hmm. What about like up in Macon?
Well, we have some pretty gloomy days up there certain times of year. They don't be old-fashioned. What I call old-fashioned rainy day, that you wouldn't see the sun at all. That was the day I liked to stay in the house and do some sewing or something.
Did it always rain hard?
We had some pretty good rains up there, but not like the... It was more... The rain was more like that all day long, just to... off and on showers, not like it is here. We'll have these hard showers and then it'll all clear up and the sun will come out. It didn't do that too much up there.
Well, what would you call like a light rain? That, you know, just wasn't a hard rain, but just a real light rain?
Oh, I don't know. Never mind. Just a light rain. I wouldn't know any other way to explain it.
Were there times like up in Macon when, you know, there wasn't, when there'd be long periods without rain?
I think they probably
had. I don't remember. I suppose, yes, I know they have drought, what they call droughts up there. They had one this summer. They said they hadn't had any rain for 2-3 months.
They had to build islands.
Like we had here a couple of years ago. We didn't have any rain to speak of for 6 months, I guess, nearly a year. We'd have a little shower once in a while. Do you remember when they were almost to the point of rationing water? You couldn't turn your hose on. We could water here once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we really watered from sun up to sundown. On the day we could water, we gave everything a soaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe things looked better that year than they do now, watering spasmodically. That may be the proper way to do it.
Was it that year? Do they have problems with the Everglades?
Hmm?
Were they having problems with the Everglades that year because of that?
I think they were, yes. Things were drying up. Then not long after that, they began to get so much water that they had to build islands for the deer and the animals to get onto, or they'd drown. Right, we were out there pulling them out of the water once.
Mm. They have to come out of bed now.